I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, December 20. Coming up, Universal Service Fund invests over $6 billion in ICT sector. Craft vendors urged to continuously hone skills, and party promoters reminded to obtain fire safety permits. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Wow, plan the fancy Christmas dinner?
Cooking it not easy, you know.
Why?
Have to do chicken, ham, veggies and stuffing. Gonna have to do it in shifts.
You can make it easy and save a bundle on energy cost.
Oh, please.
Your oven has two shelves. Put the chicken and ham together, then put the stuffing and veggies in the toaster oven. Save a bundle.
Why didn't I think of that?
No one thinks about saving energy and money when cooking. If we did, we'd cut heaps off our light bills.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. Save energy, save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Universal Service Fund, USF, has invested $6.5 billion over the past 12 years to expand Jamaica's information and communications technology, ICT, sector. USF Chairman Robert Lawrence says the investments were used in developing infrastructure, devices and programs, and through the provision of grant funding for special projects geared at boosting the ICT capacity of entities. The investments, he says, are a reflection of the agency's commitment to universal ICT access.
You may be familiar with our 260-plus campsites, our public Wi-Fi in spots like Devonhouse and Alfretree, but we are spread not just in Kingston and St. Andrew. We've covered Manchester and St. Elizabeth and Port Royal.
Mr. Lawrence was speaking at the recent launch of the USF's Technology Advancement Program, TAP. TAP is expected to engage some 1,000 youngsters over a 12-month period in ICT training and employment. The program, set to begin in January 2018, targets unattached youth, high school, college and university graduates and others ages 18 to 35 years old. Farmers are being urged to utilize the AgriLinkages Exchange Alex platform aimed at increasing the use of local produce in the hotel industry and reducing imports. The online platform is designed to facilitate the purchase and exchange of goods between farmers and buyers, as well as contractual arrangements for quantity and delivery of produce.
The capacity for you now to grow and to expand is tied up into your production capacities and capabilities. And it will give you a chance to utilize better the technologies that are available to you.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett speaking at the recent launch of the Alex platform in Montego Bay. In the meantime, the Tourism Ministry, through its Linkages Network, will be rolling out several initiatives to build the capacity of local farmers to meet the needs of the hospitality and tourism sector. The initiatives include an entrepreneurial training and coaching program and a berry farming development project geared at preparing farmers to meet the needs of hoteliers for fresh, high-quality strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, Dr. Andrew Spencer, is encouraging members of the local craft sector to continuously refine their skills and innovate in order to remain competitive and meet the needs of consumers. Dr. Spencer was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Uniquely 876 Craft Fair, staged by TPDCO at Witter Village in Ironshore, Montego Bay recently. The TPDCO head says craft contributes to the diversity of Jamaica's tourism offerings and allows tourists to take a tangible piece of Jamaica home. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is urging promoters and event planners to obtain a fire safety permit for large gatherings. This to confirm the safety of venues being used to host events expected to be more frequent throughout the holiday season. Acting Assistant Commissioner of the JFB, Emilio Ibanks, explains that permits provide details of when and where an event is to be held, as well as the emergency exit options available. It also enables the firefighters to respond more efficiently should an emergency arise.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade's permit is a permit of safety for the patrons, safety for you, the operators, and also for us to know about that event that it is going on in this particular area. So we'll put provisions in place. I was alerted of a situation that is now going with a lot of promoters of events where they come and they seek the permit and they get the permit. And then after they get that permit, they will come back to us and tell us that the event has been cancelled.
Mr. Ibanks says promoters are putting the lives of patrons at risk and are making themselves liable to a possible lawsuit. For more information, call the Jamaica Fire Brigade's Fire Prevention Department at 922-2523. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.